Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey has sparked outrage among many Democrats and even a few Republicans. At stake now is who controls the ongoing investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the presidential election last fall. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spoke with several members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation and has this report.
President Trump says he fired Comey because he was not doing a good job. The Trump Justice Department says it was because of the way the FBI director handled the investigation into Clinton's emails. But Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls all that hogwash.
Donald Trump is trying to shut off any investigation into the connection between the Russians, the Trump campaign, and Donald Trump himself.
That simple.
It's that simple.
In fact, Comey's investigation was moving forward. Federal prosecutors had begun issuing grand jury subpoenas, and we've learned that just days before his firing, Comey had asked the Justice Department for more resources to expand his investigation. Warren says with Comey gone, it's time for an independent Watergate-style prosecutor.
Good, bad, or indifferent, whatever is the truth here, we need a special prosecutor to get the truth out there. Donald Trump is trying to set himself up as above the law, that he can fire people if they're investigating and the investigation gets too close to him. That's not how it works in America, and everyone should care about that, Democrats, Republicans, independents.
But Democrats and Republicans remain divided on this issue. On the Senate floor yesterday, Republican leader Mitch McConnell chided Democrats like Warren for rushing to the defense of Comey, the man they had once excoriated for handing the election to Donald Trump.
Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized.
McConnell said again that he did not support an independent prosecutor because he said it would impede the ongoing investigations in the House and Senate. Even so, the stunning action by Trump has moved some Republicans in Congress to say it's time for an independent prosecutor. But according to Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton,
so far, it's been relatively few Republicans, people like Senator Graham and Senator McCain, who have actually done that. The rest of the Republicans just seem to be falling in line behind this dangerous president.
Moulton says there's little chance that the Trump Justice Department would ever appoint a special prosecutor, which means it would be up to Congress to pass a law to make it happen, an unlikely prospect given the Republican majorities in both houses. The Trump administration argues that there's nothing to the allegations of collusion with the Russians, that it's all a hoax. But Donald Stern, a former U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, says there's clearly something to investigate. And he's worried that the firing of Comey damages the FBI's independence. But he says in the short term, even with Comey out, the FBI investigation into Russian collusion will continue.
I mean, I've got faith both in the career agents at the Bureau and also the career prosecutors at the Department of Justice. Short-term investigation continues, I hope, aggressively and independently and fairly. Long-term, I think it does some damage to the Bureau.
I have no doubt that there are good people at the FBI who are trying to do their work.
Again, Senator Elizabeth Warren. She says, given Attorney General Jeff Sessions' close allegiance to the president, she's skeptical that folks at the FBI will be able to investigate the Russian connection aggressively.
When they know that ultimately they're working for an Attorney General of the United States who does not want this investigation to go forward, that makes it pretty tough.
Which is all the more reason, according to Democrats like Warren and a handful of Republicans, that it's up to Congress to demand an independent prosecutor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.